This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson on the Social Geek Radio Network, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Inspire Brands will acquire Dunkin' Brands Group, which owns Dunkin' and Baskin-Robbins. The two companies announced the $11.3 billion deal on Friday. The numbers are staggering. Combined portfolio will represent over 31,000 restaurants in 60 countries and over 3,200 franchisees. Corner Bakery has been acquired by Pandia Restaurant Growth Brands, LLC. PRGB will now assume ownership of Corner Bakery, purchasing the brand from affiliates of Rourke Capital Partners. Terms of the private transaction were not disclosed. Massage Envy announced its franchisees have donated over 2,300 one-hour services during the coronavirus pandemic to healthcare professionals and other frontline providers. Pan American Group, a Flynn restaurant subsidiary, is testing out beer and wine at five of its franchised Panera Bread stores in the Kansas City area. The alcohol test is part of the introduction of the Panera Tonight Beer, Wine, and Dine program that premiered exclusively at the five Pan American franchise stores last week and coincided with the nationwide launch of Panera's new flatbread pizzas. This is the first time any Panera Bread cafe is serving alcohol. Wingstop celebrated the opening of restaurant number 1500, located on Rome Boulevard in Las Vegas. CEO Charlie Morrison said, "We're excited about the acceleration we're seeing in development and are honored that the 1500th location is that of our long-term brand partners at Far West Restaurant Group, LLC." Dickey's Barbecue Pit has unveiled their first virtual kitchen here in Chicago. Barbecue fans in the surrounding 10-mile area will be able to get their Dickey's fix by ordering delivery through the Dickey's app or Dickey's.com. This model is the first of its kind to open for the Texas-based family-owned franchise. Laura Ray Dickey, CEO, said, "As an industry leader, we are adapting our restaurant models to fit the needs of both the economic climate and the fluctuations of guest behavior, and with states such as Illinois cautiously suspending indoor dining operations once again. The opening of our first virtual kitchen could not be more timely." Back with people news after a quick word from Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including the flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business, tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. In People News this week, Noodles & Company announced that Carl Lukacs has been named the company's CFO. McDonald's announced the hiring of Reggie Miller as its new Vice President and Global Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer. Industry vet Greg Wold has joined Topper's Pizza as VP of Marketing. And World Gym International has announced that celebrity personal trainer Gunnar Peterson will join the brand as Global Ambassador of Fitness. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the Franchise Show is still happening in person in Atlanta, November 21st and 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, find out more at AtlantaFranchiseShow.com. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. And Social Geek Radio will be there live, podcasting from the exhibit hall. Please stop by and say hello. For more information on other upcoming events, either in person or online, we've got a new page for you. It's at socialgeekradio.com/events. Before we go, a big shout out today to Bigby Coffee for their support of this podcast. If you're looking for a holiday gift for a colleague or an aspiring entrepreneur, I highly recommend the book Grind. It's written by Bigby co-CEO Mike McFall. The book Grind offers a practical guide to starting a new business by skipping past the MBA and getting right to the nuts and bolts of building a successful, self-sustaining company. Check it out today at grindthebook.com. Friday on Social Geek, it's the first of our franchise family reunion series. First up, the franchise Golden Girls.